Blog Talk Radio.
It's 6:30 on a Sunday, and we are live. This is your weekly AA meeting with Arlo and Adam.
What's up, everybody? We're back. This is the AA meeting. As always, I'm Adam, and with me is the man that makes the Punisher look like a kitten. What's up, Arlo?
What's up, brother? What's up? I like that one. I like that one. Cheers for that one.
That's right. I was going to go for it. I was like, nah, we're going to keep the audience. We're going to try to keep it PG-13 until we get carried away, man.
That was going to take like 5 seconds for me. I would get carried away.
Yeah, for real. It is, dude. So, man, it's been a busy week. It's been a crazy week, man. We're just going to go ahead and jump right on into it, man. Another one bites the dust, dude.
Another one bites the dust.
And just like this one didn't hit me as hard as Chris Cornell, mm-hmm. but on his freaking birthday, on Chris Cornell's birthday.
He killed himself.
Yeah, Chester Bennington from Linkin Park killed himself. He hung himself. And the investigation's still open. There's a lot of controversy on Facebook about it right now, too. I think this is going to be like the new Nirvana thing, because there's so many people that doesn't think that he really did it. He wasn't on drugs. But, man, you listen to any of his songs, and dude's been depressed for a while.
I mean, you know, those are probably the messages.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the songs, the lyrics. And, you know, you don't have to be on drugs or alcohol to kill yourself.
No.
People do it all the time. It's just that when celebrities do it, they're like, oh, he must be on drugs or alcohol. Well, why?
Right.
People kill themselves all the time without being on it.
Well, I mean, it's an entertainer thing, too. I mean, mm-hmm. it's the classic happy clown or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. Robin Williams was one of the funniest, happiest people. Anytime you see him in person or on air or whatever. And behind the scenes, man, you know, once the lights went off, man, just was a shell of a man as far as the happiness goes.
And, you know, we got some good Wi-Fi going on today because we're at your house again.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go live early, man. Let's get this shit out the way, you know.
That's right. We are live. We are coming at you from my home. You can see the background's a little bit different. Once again, it's going to be that way from week to week until my remodel gets done. And once again, as always, a big shout out to Johnny at Sooner Construction. They're doing great work on my house. You guys should really give them a call if you're interested in doing remodels. These guys know what they're talking about and really reliable. Cool guys. Oh, say the line.
I just had to do that to give people a little taste what they're gonna be getting into tonight. But yeah, man. I mean, you know, that's just crazy, man. All these celebrities be killing themselves, and I mean, I'll blame part of it in the age of. I think a lot of it has to do with nothing. Everything they do is out there.
Mm-hmm.
Everything they do is out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's nothing that they can't do. Like, it was bad enough, like, in the 80s, 90s, but now with social media, now
right.
with, like, shows like TMZ, like, people like TMZ.
Well, if you or I get in the right, funk, we can just go home and turn our phones off.
Yeah.
And deal with our stuff, and it's over with.
Exactly.
They don't have that luxury. And, you know, I was thinking about it, and for me, I think singers and, like, music performers,
mm-hmm.
they have it worse.
Oh, so, absolutely.
Like, when they're dealing with these depressions, I mean, Linkin Park, almost all his songs were, I mean, about his personal life,
yep.
you know, as I did with...
That's the best music, though.
Right. So, when they... And you have to get in that headspace when you're on stage
yep.
to perform it so that that meaning comes out. So, they're reliving these...
Moments over and over and over and over and over.
Exactly.
That's a good point, man. That's a valid point. We need to start our own, like, how to help these folks.
We do. And, you know,
that's a good point, man. That's like I was a psychology minor for like a year, 2 years now.
For
two
real?
Years, two, yeah. Dude,
I never knew that.
I rocked in psychology, dude.
I would love to do psychology.
It was the only time I made Dean's Honor Roll. when I took all my, when I was taking all these psychology courses.
Right.
For 2.5 semesters.
That's crazy. Yeah. I never knew that.
Oh, man, it's fun.
I mean, you're just a jack of all trades.
But I just didn't like it. It's weird. I mean, I don't know. I quit more on myself.
I gotcha.
In life.
Yeah.
Than I ever had.
Yeah.
Yeah, than anything else. And I was like, I don't want to do this the rest of my life. I mean, when I could have, you know, and I probably should have, but oh well, you know, hey, shit happens. That's where I'm at. Doing a podcast in your living room.
From my living room to yours.
Exactly. I still sit here waving this can around like we got sponsors. I need to put these cans away for someone's
I'm going to start getting you some koozies. We'll put the koozies on there. Well, that's right. And we are talking about Chester Bennington's suicide, lead singer of Linkin Park. And, you know, depression's very real. And there's a lot of people who
I really should have.
Do not understand or appreciate the impact that it has on some of these people. And like I said, like my theory on it is, you know, as we just said, you know, these music performers, they have to relive that moment over and over again. You know, if you feel like you're having those thoughts, if you're feeling suicidal, and people don't even think it's suicide, like you're just,
I feel homicidal at times. is that close to the same?
If you're feeling like you're, like there's no hope, like if there's no light at the end of the tunnel, like you just can't do it. If you're watching us on YouTube, I've got the link right here, and it's the Suicide Prevention Hotline. Don't hesitate to call. It is 100% confidential. Sometimes you just got to have someone to holler at, you know.
It's true.
And even just even your friends, if you don't want to call it and talk to a stranger, call like that friend that you can just talk to about anything.
Everybody needs someone to talk to. So you get shit out.
It's true. It's true. I think for me, not just because they were grunge, or not, I don't even want to say grunge, but they came in towards the end of the grunge era.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was such a unique voice.
Oh, dude had an amazing voice. I'll give you that too.
And
I wasn't big when he was with, who did he take?
Scott Weiland.
I don't know.
He filled in for Scott Weiland and for Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah, for Stone Temple Pilots. I wasn't too big because I saw them. I saw them on at a Motley Crue concert.
Oh, okay.
I saw him with Stone Temple Pilots.
Right.
And I wasn't feeling it.
The same.
No, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. It wasn't. But I mean, he did a good job. You know, he rocked it out. Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed it.
The voice wasn't a fit for.
I see Motley Crue. Hey, I'm wearing my Motley Crue shirt. Hey, what's up, Robert? Got Robert Gibbons in the house. All the way from Florida. I need to tag you in these, Robert, because you're in Florida now. I forget.
You know, I just think a lot of the unique unique voices or sounds are dying off.
Yeah, because everyone sounds the same now.
Right.
All the people that just stood out. Serious, man.
Right.
Just leaving.
And for me, that really killed me because that was like the fourth band that I was just narrowly missed seeing. Rocklahoma 2015.
See, I missed them that year too.
Right. Scott Weiland's solo act was supposed to play. He died 2 weeks later. Linkin Park was set to play and it got rained out for the same reason Scott Weiland did.
Yep.
And then also Motorhead was supposed to play the year before and then Lemmy got sick. And then he died 6 months later.
So the moral of this story is, Adam, stop going to concerts.
Yeah.
Every time you're about to go, they die.
Stop letting me buy your tickets. I'm the black angel of death for when it comes to music.
The Grim Reaper over here. The Grim Reaper of music. This is the murder on Music Row right here. Boy,
I'm going to have to change our intro music to Don't Fear the Reaper.
I'm telling you.
We need more cowbell, dude.
Yeah, until we get sued. And I'll be like, it was all Adam's idea. I don't do none of that.
It wouldn't be the first time they try to get me with a copyright infringement.
But, well, you ain't lying.
I won that.
You ain't lying. YouTube straight up tried to get us at one time.
Dude, I was pretty
pissed. We forgot to mention that. That's how we talked about Oakland going to Las Vegas, man. We got in trouble by the NFL.
Yeah,
NFLPA.
Well, the way YouTube works is if they they have an algorithm or whatever, and it over cross references like all the images and all the music and all the sounds, and so if it matches up some of those criteria, they flag you. And so
I'm gonna tell you because I haven't told nobody this story.
Uh-huh.
So last year, Do you remember when that Waka Flocka came to Tahlequah?
Yes.
Okay, I quit the club the week before, right?
But
I,
what?
Okay. The week before that show is when I quit managing the club.
Right.
The funniest part is we were setting up a party. Like, we were just making the club open for anybody that wanted to come.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Anybody want to come to the club after the concert?
Yeah.
And we just said, you know, after the Waka Flocka concert, you know, come to the club. I get a call from his manager. Yeah, this dude calls me. And he's like, you're trying. I said, no. I said, read it. What does it say? I was saying he's going to be there.
Yeah.
I said, is he not playing? Can I not say that? And me and him, we're getting heated, you know. And I'm like, dude, you about to piss me off. You a bad dude on the phone now, let me tell you. Let me tell you. I slapped the taste out your mouth.
About to pull out the Roy D. Mercer. How big of a boy are you?
I don't even care. That ain't shit to me, dog.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I was like, what are you going to do? Sue me? Sue me for what?
Man, and the locals were pissed about it. Man, they were acting like the dadgum Antichrist was. They were acting Marilyn Manson was coming to town.
They did, man. Well, I mean, of course, that was also following the year that shooting happened.
Yeah.
You know, so they were thinking, you know, all the hoods and all this and all that's going to be popping in. And
we're in the belt buckle of the Bible Belt. We're not even a suburb, but you get that mentality, you know, the sleepy small town. And what do you mean our hip-hop stars coming down there?
Not even hip-hop. That was rap.
He played, not one thing happened.
Nothing. And you know what's bad is they were having so much extra PD help that night. I mean, they were ready for like an all-out.
It looks so stupid.
They were like ready for an all-out riot, though.
I mean, you would have thought Ice-T was coming down, you know, promoting Cop Killer.
Okay, you said Ice-T.
Or not Ice-T.
That was Ice-T that was Cop Killer.
Oh, okay.
You're right. But I'm just saying, you say Ice-T, man. You know you straight out the 80s when you say something like that.
Well, remember, I mean, he had the big album that was Cop Killer and Dan Quayle was all about it.
Yep.
And really trying. That's the reason why you have he is actually the reason why your albums have the explicit content.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's funny though. I just not remember that though about Waka Flocka's manager calling me. And he was just a dick, dude. And I was like, you know, there's certain ways you talk to people and there's certain ways you don't.
I don't like your tone.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to find you, and I'm gonna have to stab you with an ice pick.
He's not like, nah, you're talking to me all wrong.
Yeah,
talk to me like that again, I'm gonna stab you in the face with a soldering iron. Exactly, man. I mean, this dude just straight up I didn't care though. I mean, hell,
right.
That's it. What are you gonna do? Sue me for what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And folks, I mean, we are live, and this is a live show. So
live because we live on my Facebook.
You bet. So if you're watching on Facebook, if you're listening to us live on the various podcatchers, iTunes, what have you, our phone number is 516-666.
Pick up sticks.
9510. Give us a call. Right now we're just talking about music, shooting the bull. If you got some good memories of Chester Bennington and Linkin Park or what he meant to you, give us a call.
Or if you almost got sued by celebrities or celebrities promoters,
feel
free to call in.
Yeah, if you almost had to call a manager and ask what the Waka Flocka is up, you know.
Man, that's going to piss me off the day I die. I'm telling you, that's going to piss me off the day I die. You know, I never thought about how many people that I've met. That's the first one that almost sued me.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he was, man, it's just ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
Well, you know, and I know you're not like super big on like pro wrestling and shit.
No.
But another guy almost died. Shane McMahon almost died this week.
I heard that he was a helicopter
in a helicopter.
Was it a helicopter or was it a private jet?
Helicopter.
It was a helicopter.
They were outside Greenwich Village, I think, or someplace in Massachusetts. Really snooty, uppity. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Place.
I mean, they're billionaires.
Yeah. And his helicopter went down and he just popped right up. No, not a scratch on him.
Dude, you a lucky. I mean, I would hate to drown. Not that I'm scared to drown. I just hate to drown. That'd be one of the worst ways.
It's got to be the worst way to go. Because, I mean, you've got so much time to sit there and think about it. And, like, as you're struggling for air and all of this shit and That's got to be
worst. I think the worst for me wouldn't just be going under and drowning.
Uh-huh.
I think the worst for me is sitting there in the ocean and being like, crap, I'm going to get eaten by a shark.
Hey, it's Shark Week, baby. Live every week like it's Shark Week.
Every week. Every week. But that would be the one that pissed me off the most
right.
if I got ate by something. Boy, just irritate me. I'd be like, man, I've done all this crazy stuff. All this
not even that you're
stuff.
Not even that you're dead. Just
no,
that, man,
no, I'm not
man,
dead. Die. I mean, I'm
effing shark come out and ate me. Can you believe that?
Well, I'd just be pissed. Hey, what's up, Lisa? Yeah, dude, I'd just be pissed. Fucking shark ate me. Or an alligator. Like you see them dudes just come out of the Everglades, just grab
oh,
people.
Oh man. I could just see you standing there in line waiting to get into the gates of heaven or whatever it is you are about.
Move
there.
Off, boy. Just,
hey, what are you in for? Man, I got eaten by a fucking shark.
By a shark or an alligator. Something stupid. I mean, that's just irritating. It's irritating right now thinking about it, but I mean, I would be like well, the thing with it, irritating the most is because, man, I've done so much stupid stuff in my life. I've survived so much crazy. Hey, what's up, Big Bob? I mean, I survived so much stupid stuff in my life. And if something like that, just a shark ate me or a crocodile, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, man, this is how you got to go. Nope.
Right.
So, I got told by one girl I used to date a long time ago. We were talking one time and she was talking about how all the stupid stuff that I go do.
Right.
Like running to dumb places, you know. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, you know, guys like you don't die in those situations. I said, really? What do you mean? She goes, guys like you slip and fall in bathtubs and break your neck. I'm like, well, that's fucked up. Like, you got to put it like that. I mean, if it happened like that, I'd be pissed off.
Dude, I can see. I mean, dude, you're freaking ready. I mean, hell, you even trained last week for the zombie apocalypse.
Dude, I was ready. I was lit.
You're in the gym every day. I mean,
I sucked at the zombie apocalypse.
Society collapses and it's every man for himself, you're ready to go until you have a blood clot.
Yeah.
And stroke out and die.
Exactly.
Give us a shout out if you're listening. What do you think would be the absolute worst way to die? Call in 516-666-9510. We also got an email address, aameetingpodcast@gmail.com. We're also on Twitter, aameetingpod. Give us a shout out. We want to hear from you guys. But yeah, man, I can't imagine. I hope like my ideal, I just want to have a heart attack in my sleep. Well, I mean, I'm not going to feel it coming, you know, I'm it's a peaceful way to go.
It's true.
Or unless you're like that George Costanza moment, you know, man, now that guy, he freaking went out with a bang. So like, are you going to like go parkour or some shit and like slip and fall off a building? Did you see that? I saw a video that was on.
My boy Robert Duncan just put on there. He said, burning to death for sure. And he's a firefighter.
Oh, holy crap. Right,
but that means you ain't scared of it either, Big Bob. That's what's up.
He respects it, man.
Burn, what's up, dog?
A special shout out to all of our servicemen out there, military and public service, you know, the police and EMS, all those emergency response. I mean, without you, I'm going to need you guys one day. I'm pretty sure of it. So we thank you for your service and your sacrifice. So
damn right, Bob. He said, no fear. I said, hell yeah.
That's awesome, man. So, yeah, I that takes a special something to always run into the danger.
Yep.
I had a good friend of mine. He's a firefighter, my neighbor, and he was telling me about, you know, he got a call and a fire call and he was just down the road. So he showed up and he said, man, I swear this other guy, I don't know. I mean, cause he wasn't on call that weekend.
Uh-huh.
And he was just literally down the road. And no sooner did he get out and start getting his gear on, this dude showed up and he's like, just go in there. He's like, get this equipment ready. And so, I mean, he freaking hulked out, dude, and started unrolling all the equipment and all of this stuff. He just lived for it.
That's awesome.
Some of those people, man, they just live for that. I don't even want to say rush, but just to help people.
Yeah.
That's freaking amazing.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's what life's about, though, man. Life's about helping people, no matter how, whether it's helping them emotionally,
mm-hmm.
whether it's helping them physically,
right,
spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
All the above, man. Like I said, all those got to be pumping on the same cylinders, but however you helping them, that's all that matters.
Well, and for people like that, they just
welcome, Bob.
It's not even a decision. I mean, there's no thought process. Oh shit, nope. Something's got to go down. I got to go. You know, there's something.
Fuck no, dude. I ran a bunch of bad situations and never thought twice about it. You know, that's just. But that goes back to a saying I heard between a hero and a coward.
Right.
There's nothing different between a hero and a coward.
Mm-hmm.
Just what he does. He believes the same. He thinks the same. He does everything the same. Only difference is when his emotions and everything hit, which way does it go, left or right?
Do you think there's any? We all want to believe that we're that guy that would run in, you know, and pull somebody from a burning car. Or,
not everybody can do it.
Is there anything you know you wouldn't screw with? Like, you know, you see it and you're like, I'm waiting for the. Not to call you out, but
if I honestly had to think about it, no, because man, I've always felt I could conquer whatever came at me.
You know, I used to think this too, and then I saw the headline this week in Philadelphia neighborhood, out of nowhere, just straight up like what you see on cartoons, mm-hmm. a massive swarm of cockroaches erupts out of like the city sewers mm-hmm. and envelops an entire neighborhood. They said they were so thick you couldn't even see the street, and it blacked out the street and just cockroaches coming out of the sewer. Good luck, guys.
But that's not going to kill you. Those are just bugs.
That's a thing of nightmares, dude.
But it's just bugs. We're talking about stuff that you do that, you know, changes your life, man. You were talking about, you were getting all deep about, you know, can you do this? You know, does everyone have it? Then you talk about bugs.
Get the fuck out of here.
Go take your bug nightmares back, man. Bugs bug me, yeah. But I mean, if a ton of them come running out, I'm just gonna start stomping as many as I can and knock the ones off that ain't, you know.
Dude, I'm not scared of bugs at all. I'm not scared of snakes.
You just said you run.
Well, you know.
You just said you run.
Here's the deal,
everybody who's listening right now. If you run from a flood of bugs, are you scared of bugs? Everybody listen, if you run from a flood of bugs, are you scared of bugs?
Well,
yes.
Hold on. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. This
yes.
isn't like
yes.
walk into a room and see like a couple dozen, you know, spiders or whatever. I'm talking a freaking swarm, like black out the sun swarm. That's a bit of a different story, dude.
Thank you, Bob. Bob said, yep.
All right. So I got a new phobia. I don't mind bugs, but keep
you
your swarms
mind. You don't,
away
you don't
from
mind
me.
Them, but you're going to run from them.
Fucking swarm, you bet your ass I'm
going
to run.
What are you
going
to run to?
Well, I didn't say, okay, I guess
what
I said right. I don't mean I'm going to run, but I'm not tangling with that. What are you going to do? Grab a water hose and start hosing stuff down? I mean, what are you doing like that? You see this giant, like, swarm heading towards your house. What do you do?
I sure as hell don't run.
Run through a garden hose? You're going to have, like, a dream about that tonight.
Man.
I'm putting that seed in your head.
I don't dream.
What?
I don't remember. I close my eyes and I wake up and that's it, dude.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
man.
I have not, like, the only dreams, and it's weird, I'm going to tell everybody about my dreams. If anybody has any crazy dreams, call in. Feel free to.
516-666-9510.
What's up, Deaton? But yeah, you know, like dreams, man, I have this, if I dream, I have two dreams.
Uh-huh.
One is I'm like running, and as I'm running,
Arlo got a text here.
Yeah, I'm just reading this. I'm reading this words from Birdo here. Damn, Birdo, you got deep on that one. We were just talking about bugs and Adam being a chicken shit.
Fuck you, buddy.
So the dreams I have, man, like I'll take off running and then I jump and I don't come down. Like I just keep going up. And then when I come down, I come down fast. And that's when I wake up and it's like that. Or I'm walking and I trip. That's the only two dreams I have. And it's not even, like, I haven't even had that, and I can't even tell you how long.
All right. Well, I just got a message here. So if you're listening live on Blog Talk, other than Arlo's live feed there on Facebook, if you're having any problems, shoot me an email, AA Meeting Podcast, or comment there on the Facebook page. I was told that it's kind of cutting out a little bit.
Blog Talk about to piss me off.
Yeah, so this is kind of, and I really hate to bite the hand that feeds, but I've got everything shut down. I mean, I've got nothing running except for the stream, and I've got super fast internet.
Man,
so,
Blog's about to piss me off. We're about to be calling these.
Yeah, there's literally nothing else we can do about it. So we appreciate you guys for sticking it out with us. And it may just be this one individual. This is the only report I've heard so far.
Hey, Berto, are you listening live? If you are, let me know how it sounds.
Awesome. But anyway, yeah, so I'm not chicken shit, damn it.
You still thinking about them damn bugs. You're going to have dreams about them, not me.
That's a little bit of a nightmare, yeah. Man.
Is it scary? Yeah, at first I wouldn't know what it was, but I'm not going to sit there. I guarantee them little bugs are running 100 times faster than you are.
That's some straight-up Stephen King stuff, man.
It is. You know what I'd really do?
What's that?
I'd set them on fire.
Man, you'd light the whole neighborhood on fire.
Burn that bitch to the ground.
I can see people doing that, especially.
They would thank me.
Oh, man. I was watching this on Discovery Channel a while back, and they've got one called Swarms.
Uh-huh.
And they just – every episode is a different swarm of stuff. So, like, they'll have, like, stories of this guy had, like, his whole house enveloped in, like, ants, like a swarm of ants. African killer bees is the other big one. And that's a real one. I mean, that's happening. They're moving their way into Oklahoma.
What?
The killer bees. They're like they crossbred with some of the local bees, and so now they're adapting to the climate. And so these people, like they'll once they make a nest in your house, they're like fiercely territorial. And so I mean there's not really a whole lot you can do because once one tags you, man, it's like all of them come in. Heat missiles, dude. It's crazy.
Something you can do.
Well, I mean, there is. I mean, you get your beekeeping suit on and smoke them out. And I mean, I'm sure that stuff's expensive. But yeah,
If they got a name like Killer on front of them, hey, call in, Berto. If you got a story about bugs and maggots, man, feel free to call in.
Please make me feel like less of a chicken shit.
No, I guarantee you won't because you didn't say you just ran from bugs.
Oh, you're killing me, Smalls.
Man, you know. Berto, call in with your bug story, man. Let's hear it.
You bet.
See if we might gonna call in. But anyways, man, I mean, I don't know. I just wouldn't. I just can't picture myself running from that kind of shit, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the thing about those killer bees, man. Anything that starts with killer, I'm gonna kill.
Yeah, this is true.
I'm not gonna play with them.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna play with those things.
It's pretty crazy, man. And yeah.
Stupid. What?
Just mental pictures. I can see you out there with a killer bees with your gun shooting at the bees.
No, it'd be a shotgun.
Or shotgun in one hand, or either if not that, you with like some hairspray and a lighter, and just
like when you were a kid.
You bet.
It blows up in your hand. Lord knows I got lucky enough. Still got all my fingers.
Oh man.
I don't even play with fireworks anymore. I'm so terrified of them.
Really?
I'm not terrified of them. I just don't like them.
You just don't like them.
I know. I watch all these videos of people blowing their hands off. I was like, man, I was an idiot when I was a kid. How did I not blow my hands off?
Did you see that video? It went viral. And this guy, I mean, he meant for it to be like an overly patriotic America thing. You know, a lot of people do.
Poor Adam.
I'll take your pity. Man. I'll take your pity.
I get more told that more often than not. Poor people. The guy I'm making fun of. I make fun of more. I didn't start being nice, I guess.
Arlo, if you didn't give me crap, I'd start to think something was wrong, though.
That's true. That is true.
But, yeah, this dude, he gets like a American flag bandana on, and he's walking around like a Speedo.
Okay.
And he's like sitting there drinking a big old bottle of Jim Beam and walks out to his yard and stick his hand in two gauntlet looking things of Roman candles. And it just
blows his hands off.
No, he didn't blow his, but yeah, they just light these things and these things are like firing up everywhere.
That's one of the only things I said I wasn't scared of anything, but if I had to think of anything I'd be scared of, it'd be losing an extremity.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I can handle death more than I could losing an extremity.
This is true. You just found another thing to piss you off other than getting eaten by a shark, getting your
killer bees now.
Yeah, killer bees.
Killer bees. please. I'd be pissed if them things came and attacked me.
Man, your first dream you've ever had in your life, and it's going to be a nightmare about killer bees.
Dang, I'm going to be killer bees. Probably blowing my hands off with, like, Roman candles or something.
Yeah.
Man,
people do some stupid shit for these videos and shit, though. I mean, like, they did this for the guy did this just for a Facebook video, you know, to get some views and stuff. And like this parkour thing's getting a pretty. You seen the parkour? It's
where people are jumping around doing flips and stuff.
Yeah,
kind of like Ninja Warrior stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, they're trying to be Spider-Man or whatever. They're like flipping all over stuff and off of ledges, walking, scaling buildings.
Yeah, no. Have you ever seen the ones like those videos? And I'm sure everybody's seen these. Where like those people are hanging off like the top of skyscrapers.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
That dumb, man.
No. Yeah, you fall once. That's it. There's no retake.
Well, it's funny you said that because this one guy, and he jumps over a picnic table, and how can you not be aware of the second picnic table?
The one that bends over and, like, look, he broke his neck?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's a new one. That's a new one that's out, man. But, I mean, you get what you – pay for and that kind of stuff.
Right.
You know, I mean, just because you can run it. You ever seen the one with the fat guy that's doing it? Yeah, this chunky dude that'd be doing flips and doing the same. And I don't know, how's this motherfucker doing? I'm pretty athletic. And I blow out a knee.
Right.
Over. Lights out. ACL just snap in half.
You know,
hip dislocate right out the socket.
I'm not going to lie. Like the success videos, like when they don't show all the times they screwed up kill themselves. That stuff looks cool. I was like, man, I wish I could freaking do that, dude.
You and me both, Bob. You and me both.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I was like, man, that would be freaking awesome to be able to run around and, like, flip off of this stuff and all of this. But then I think to myself, I'm not the most graceful person. I'm going to be running about to jump. Oh, cockroach. And
don't get me wrong, though. I'm pretty athletic, and I can move for a big boy. But, man, I ain't jumping. No. I jump off the bed of a truck now, and it feels like I break both my shins.
Right?
You know,
ooh,
like,
that sting.
Oh,
right,
my God, I just stop for like 5 minutes and just freeze. No, I jump off a second-story roof and try to tuck and roll. I'm probably blowing out my shoulder, herniating a couple of discs in my back. I mean,
We eat that shit up. We love to see those kind of videos. The only thing we love to see more than people doing that amazing stuff is when they screw up and like almost kill themselves.
You know, I don't think I do. I don't watch them if they're bad.
It's my guilty pleasure. I love to watch that.
You're sick and twisted.
I am.
You're sick and twisted.
Sick, demented.
Sick and twisted and scared of bugs. Get the fuck out of here. Man, let's move on here. Let's start moving on. You know what? Remember last week when we talked about Mayweather McGregor?
Right.
We're not going to talk about Mayweather McGregor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what irritates me about Mayweather McGregor?
What's that?
Is that it's shadowing so many other things that are going on.
Right, we were just going to talk about this last week.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes, we were.
Like,
there's the Canelo Triple G fight
mm-hmm.
that I'm still trying to get in as a media. So mm-hmm. hopefully, I'll be going back to Vegas. We'll see. I ain't got anyone yet, but hey, I keep putting in. One of these days, they're going to say, "Man, this motherfucker keep putting in. We're going to let him in one time,
right?
So I can act like somebody one more time." but you know, cool thing is though, man, and like I said, that's a huge fight coming up, and I see that fight has more potential to be fight of the year than actually Mayweather McGregor.
Right.
You know what irritates me the most too about it? I see people all the time. Someone put on Facebook one day, they said, "You're welcome, boxing." Welcome for what?
What?
Yeah. What? Welcome for what? Conor McGregor? Man, get the fuck out of here. That's not even a fight. That's a fight people think is gonna be something. You know what I mean? I'm like, "You're welcome, MMA. Y'all just made $100 million from one MMA fighter. You got to come over to boxing."
Yeah, MMA is definitely the clear winner of the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, easily. And, you know, the other thing is it's even shadowing situations that are going on in MMA.
Right.
There's the Jones-Cormier rematch. There's the GSP comeback.
Mm-hmm.
And no one is talking about any of those three that we just mentioned. Not Triple G Canelo, not Amir Jones, not GSP's comeback. That's shadowing some serious headlines for fight news.
Mm-hmm.
Because Conor McGregor gets out there and flaps his gums, and Floyd Mayweather doesn't remember how to flap his gums anymore.
Well, he took some notes, but he just can't read.
I tell you what, man. I tell you what, though, man. You know, Floyd acts like he don't know how to
doesn't act like he knows how to talk anymore. Doesn't know how to talk shit anymore. He better remember how to fight.
Well, he'll get there, but it's going to be through hard work.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, that's what pisses me off, man, because when I watch Triple G Canelo, it looks like a my buddy Skyler said last week it could fit the same scenario as my favorite fight, which is Ward Gotti Ward 1.
Right.
And he goes, it fits the same scenario, which I was like, does it really? I don't know. And I said, hey, what's up, Kim? I said, you know, I don't know if it really does or if it don't. And then I started thinking back, I was like, yeah, it does, because Triple G is the aged warrior,
mm-hmm.
much like Mickey Ward was.
Right.
Just like Mickey Ward was. And you got, I don't want to say the young up and comer, because Gotti wasn't too young, but he was the younger fighter.
Yeah.
Gotti was the younger fighter, and what's up, Kip? And so Gotti was a younger fighter, but he wasn't the young fighter like Canelo is.
Mm-hmm.
But and styles makes fights, and they took this fight, and I tell everybody, Triple G, Canelo took this Triple G fight because he saw the Daniel Jacobs fight. Styles makes fights.
Right.
Canelo's not going to be as slick as Daniel Jacobs. He's not going to be as slick as all them other guys that were boxers.
Yeah, I feel so bad for Triple G, because I mean, he's really,
best fight ever.
If this Mayweather McGregor fight wasn't happening, he would be getting some serious publicity, and I mean, he's super accomplished. I mean, he's not undefeated, is he?
Who, Canelo?
Triple G.
G is.
See, I mean,
yeah,
he's got more right to fight Mayweather than McGregor does.
I agree. The only thing with Triple G, though, like I said, man, I've been seeing a lot of slowing down. I've been seeing a lot of getting hit a lot.
Yeah.
Getting hit a lot. And that's why Canelo and them took this fight. They saw him get hit a lot in the Daniel Jacobs fight, and they think, oh, if we do that, he ain't gonna finish it.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, they're not going to be as slick as Daniel Jacobs. Daniel Jacobs is a slick boxer.
Mm-hmm.
And Canelo's not exactly a slick boxer. He's going to try to get caught up with exchanges, and that's where you're going to find out what he's really made of.
Right. And as you mentioned earlier, GSP is totally getting screwed by this.
Oh, horribly.
I mean, he was a legend in UFC.
Still a legend.
Still. And making a comeback, this should be his time in UFC.
His moment. Because he's making that comeback, and everyone does it. Everybody thinks they have one left.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks they got that one left. Don't get me wrong, I thought I had one left.
Right.
And I officially said I'm done with it.
Mm-hmm.
This week, I'm not even ever going to try to think about making one last run at it.
Dang, dude.
I know, man. I'm moving on in life, man. That's how I go. I put a quote up on Facebook this week. What really hit me was, I can't sit here and preach about things if I'm not doing it.
Right.
And I put up this quote on Facebook about, you can't move forward if you keep looking back. You know, in life, every time my body would start feeling a little better, everything would start moving better. Every time my joints started feeling better, and I still feel slick, man. I still feel fast.
Yeah.
And my knees feel better. But every time that something would start getting better, I say, okay, you got this, dog.
Mm-hmm.
You got this. Get it. It's time.
Right.
I get out there, something pops. Shoulder goes out. Knee goes out.
How's the calf? You were saying the other day you thought the calf was, you might have tore it.
It's getting better. I don't feel like it did when I tore it.
Right.
Because I can walk on it.
Well, I mean, so you got that going for you.
Exactly.
I did see you post where you was working with that fighter.
Oh, my buddy. Yeah. This past yesterday, Saturday, I was working with my boy Jeremiah Milton, who's
mm-hmm.
Going up to the ringside tournament in Kansas City, Missouri. In which we've all been up there.
Man, he looked like he's really thirsty, man.
He's good.
Really wanting...
He's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't agree with some of the training. Which, and different strokes, different folks.
Right.
I'm things I say aren't always going to be 100% to what someone else feels, and
mm-hmm.
that's fine. That's opinion is going to vary and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have yours, I have mine. I'll respect yours as long as you respect mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I can ask for. But I don't like what they're like. And I'm not trying to bash people, but it was the first time he worked on mitts in a while.
Mm.
And I'm like, well, what are they doing? Just kind of throwing them in there. And I'm like, well, you're learning on your own. You know, you can't.
That's the easiest way to pick up bad habits.
Bad habits are so hard to break. They are. I mean, that's what I always tell them. I said, you can't sit here and you can't sit there and get in there with you can't take any – everything you do in this training, you're going to carry into that fight. And that's what I always stress to my fighters.
Right.
Like, I said that I always got in trouble because my I'm doing it with my right, but I'm acting like a southpaw. But if I was in my normal stance, this is how I stood. Left's always real low.
Yeah.
And everybody always say, talk here, top round, every time. Oh, pick your fucking left up. Pick your left up. Pick your left – just yelling at me.
Right.
And not knowing. I mean, it was strategically sitting there because I rolled my shoulder.
Yeah.
And try to – it didn't work all the time. But it's a fight. I'm going to get hit.
Yeah.
But anyways, with Jeremiah, man, I mean, I was like, dog, why are you – you know, get with some people that's going to help you grow.
Mm-hmm.
And I said the best thing about when you're in there fighting and you're growing, the best part, best part about it, the one time that you just feel like you've done it is when you're in there, when you're in there, and all of a sudden, all the ass will stop.
That's awesome.
And then you're just like, okay, I got some. I got some. And then you're like, yeah, I got something for you too, dog. You know what I mean? You just, you thinking you cocking a walk at that, you know.
That's when you find your stride. Yeah.
Cocking a walk, baby. But, what's up, Big Dave? But yeah, man, and yeah, that was the best part, and that's why I tried to tell him. I said, wait, I said, just stick with it, man. I said, you're looking better, you're sharper, you're moving good, your hands are faster.
Right.
You see, I worked with him a year ago before he moved back to Tulsa.
Okay.
Which he had to move back to Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked with him over a year ago, and I taught him. When I taught him. Yeah, I was just teaching him basics, teaching him how to move, teaching him how to throw. He was real, you know, slower.
Right.
Muscle memory wasn't there, you know. None of that natural flow of fighting was there. And now it's back. Now he's got it. Now he's got a flow to it. And so yesterday when we were talking, I got to talk more strategics, you know, and I could tell him rhythm. I could teach him rhythm and fighting. I could teach him how to, you know, and it was a lot cooler because I got to work with someone advanced again.
That's awesome,
you
man.
Know?
It was really interesting to watch. I mean, it really was. It really made me want to get into it, man.
Oh, dude, I can teach anybody.
And not – I wouldn't say get into fighting because I'm a bit
no,
of
–
I'm a sissy. But it just – it does. It looks like it would be so so fun just to train.
Oh, it is. And I tell you what, man, it's a great cardio for me too.
Uh-huh.
Like, you don't know how much of a workout it is for me keep sitting there swinging with you and moving with you. Now you're tired as hell. You know, and people think – people said that, and the thing about when you're training people is, let's say you're in the gym training people. And let's say you got 10 fighters in there that day.
Okay.
You may go do the mitts with you. Let's say you're a fighter.
Okay.
I may go do the mitts with you for, let's say I do the mitts with you for, let's just say maybe like 3 rounds.
Okay.
Right? We do 3 rounds with the mitt. Well, not only do I do 3 rounds of mitts with you, but now I got to do 3 mitts of 9 other people. So I'm doing 30 rounds.
Right.
You only had to do 3. Don't get me wrong. You're going to go hit some bags, but you get to slow it down, you know?
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I did that all the time over at Team Lethal. See the Pettigrew. Boy, I get lazy. I lay them bags.
Yeah.
Work on that inside game. And funny thing about Cecil, I took this with me, man. The thing I love about – the reason I want to open up a gym. Nah, Junior. Connor don't have any chance. My boy Jeff Junior Moore.
Oh, okay.
I'm just gonna throw that out there. But anyways, the thing I took from Cecil Pettigrew when I'm in a boxing gym helping out, right? It just messes with people, boy. You can sit there. You can just sit there. People are all hit. Everybody's hitting the bags, right? Everybody's hitting the bags.
Right.
Well, no, regardless of what they're doing, there's someone out there that's doing this, and you can just be sitting there looking around, not even paying attention to everybody. You just yell out. Pick your hands up. Boy, you see everybody's hands go up. Everybody's hands go up. You know what I mean? Or you just holler, do work. Boy, everybody think, oh, shit, is it me? I didn't realize that until I was over at Cecil. He'd just be sitting there in the corner. And finally, you know, as I got smarter and I was been doing this for a while, I'd be hitting them bags. And he's just like, get your hands up. That's it. He ain't even looking. I was like, man, this dude just messing with everybody because there's somebody in that room,
right,
in that building at that moment. Yeah, Kim, I'm going to open a one. My cousin Kim said, are you going to open up a gym? I said, yep. We're going to make this happen. You know, and I was like, yeah,
I think that's part of why you want to do that so bad, just so you could be the one to mess with these
people. I would, man. I was going to sit there and be like, yep, everything.
That's funny. That's so awesome.
Yeah,
I would love to try that. I just need to learn how to punch.
I tell you what. For next Sunday, I'm gonna take Adam and teach him how to throw some punches. Right, next Saturday, I'm gonna take Adam and teach him how to throw some punches, and we're gonna record it. We're gonna put it up on the
don't do that, man.
On the AAV page.
Everybody's gonna be trying to mug me that weekend. They're just like, man, I saw the way you hit.
I saw Adam throwing some punches, and it wasn't impressive. You never know, man. You might be a natural. You might get out there and just be that. I don't know what you'd be next up.
Yeah, we've had this conversation of what I look like when I hulk up, like a 5-year-old.
Man, I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you. I'm going to get some punches. We're going to get the mitts out next Saturday. And, yeah, I'm serious, Kim. I'm going to make something happen. But.
Oh. Dude, but you know what? I'm down.
All right. You all heard it live, Facebook. You heard it on the podcast. Adam's going to get out here and throw some punches on Saturday, and we're going to put it up on the Facebook, on the AA page. We'll break it up and put it up on here, too, so people can see it. We're going to put it on the YouTube.
We may have to hit the bar before we go, so.
You ain't hitting no bar. It's going to be like noon. Where are we going to go, Dwayne?
Wouldn't be the first time, man. Act like I'm about to do karaoke or something, man.
Man, I do karaoke sober, baby.
Yeah, we've seen what happens when I do karaoke, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad. It's so bad.
I told you picked the wrong song. That's what it was.
I know. I didn't pick it though. That's the bad part. I get suckered into this kind of stuff.
That's true, man. Friends in Low Places, Journey.
Speaking of Friends in Low Place, we was going to talk about this last week.
Right.
Garth Brooks, man.
Jeff, if he wins a round, it's going to be because it was given to him just to make it look like the fight, so it wasn't just carried.
Yeah. Man, Garth Brooks is just a charitable SOB, man. He cannot have a show without giving something away.
Yeah.
I think that's half the reason why everybody wants to go to the show, see who's going to get some free stuff.
Dude, I want to get some free stuff from Garth.
Yeah, he's sitting there playing one song. I can't remember the name of the song he was playing. And this was here in Oklahoma. And a couple had gotten there, and they held up a sign. They do a kiss cam or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kiss cam was panning around to the throughout the audience. And then it landed on this couple, and the guy drops to his knee and proposes to his wife. And Garth noticed this.
Probably his fiance.
Fiance. Well, she said yes, so she'll be his wife.
Soon to be. It's still not. Still not.
Well, Garth Brooks saw this, and he's like, you know what? You guys go to Hawaii on us. And so him and Trisha Yearwood are paying for their honeymoon in Hawaii. So... yeah.
I want to know how that all went about. I want to, no offense, I love Garth to death.
Right.
Hey, Kim, I ain't really picked out a name yet, but it's going to be half boxing, half fitness also. It's going to be like a weight room plus a boxing. You know, I don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, because I love Garth, and I don't want to think anything less.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think it was staged?
If it was going to be staged, maybe they sent him an email and said, hey, I'm going to propose to my girlfriend at the concert or whatever. I can see that happen.
Maybe Jay.
I've seen this happen before, though. I told you I worked at the ice rink for so many years.
Uh-huh.
And we got a guy came up right before the session started and said, hey, I'm going to propose to my girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And can you play George Strait? I can't remember the name of the song now.
Okay, it's easier to set up one at the ice rink
than
it is to say, hey, Garth, paying that camera over to me, big dog, and let me propose to my old lady.
Right? But it was, I mean, that was a truly magical moment, though, because they're just sitting there, and all of a sudden, you look down at the end, you see this dude drop down to his knee, and the lady's, like, checking on him. He's like, are you okay? He's like, and he pulls out this ring and said, only if you'll say yes. And then that was my cue, and I hit that music, and, man, she starts instant bawling. Just,
I mean, that's cool though, dude. If you're gonna do that right, if you're gonna propose to your girl, you gotta do it right.
Man, that's smooth.
It is. And
can you imagine her saying no?
That sucks.
That would freaking suck.
You know, no is the. Hey Jeff, that'd be the perfect name. But you know, and that would suck, dude. That's. No is probably the worst thing to hear.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Especially if you go all out.
That'd probably be one of my biggest fears is because, you know, I don't You know me. You know my record. If I went that far to propose to a girl
publicly,
oh,
that's bad enough when you're like sitting there at home, or you're like take her out to like a beautiful view.
Which is worse? Her saying yes then and going, hey, I just didn't want to embarrass you, dog. After it's over. I don't know, man. I don't know what I do with that.
You guys tell us. You guys listen live.
We got some people. If y'all are married and or been married, whatever. How did you get proposed to? How did you propose or whatever? You know, if it's guys, you know, how did you propose? If it's girls, how did you get proposed to?
Right. Email us your story.
I know some girls that proposed.
Yeah. Email us your story. AAMeetingPodcast@gmail.com or give us a call. That number is 5.
Give us a call, but yeah, go ahead and give us the email.
Yeah, 516-666-9510. We want to hear your story, success or failure. We're probably going to laugh at the failure.
Oh, you know we're going to laugh. We ain't going to give you a hard time. I mean,
yeah.
We'll try to find something free to give you, like Adam's soul or something. I don't know.
That one's already been promised. I've been chipping away at that for years.
But yeah, man, I mean, if I went that far,
oh.
I don't even know how I would do it. I never got that close to proposing to a girl, you know?
Yeah.
But it'd be cool. I mean, I think I'd have to, I don't know. I don't even know where I'd start.
Well, I mean, I told this story how I proposed to my wife, and I kicked – because, see, man –
But it was still special. It was still intimate.
It was.
It wasn't just like, hey, you want to do this?
But I just can't imagine, man, going all out. Like, I got a baseball game or, like, a basketball game.
And say, no.
Yeah.
Dude, I'd be so pissed. I'd probably just leave her done. We're done, man. If you don't want to do this.
I've got to say, yeah, that would be worse if she accepted and then later took it back.
Down.
Because, you know, everybody's going to be like, congratulations, man. Hey, congratulations. I saw that on TV, dude. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. We broke up.
Have you ever watched the movie The Night Before?
No, but I've heard about it.
It's hilarious. It's a Christmas movie with Seth Rogen in it, right?
Okay.
There's a guy in there,
mm-hmm.
and he proposes to his old lady on a stage at a concert. She says yes, right? They go back behind the scenes. When they go back behind the scenes, behind the curtain, she's like, oh, I didn't really mean it. She's like, I just didn't want you to be embarrassed. That's where I was coming with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I think that pissed me off more because it gave you that one false hope, that small ray of hope that everything you did was right in that moment.
No, that goes beyond hope, man. That's success. You're like, I pulled it off. I'm getting married, dude. You're calling your friends. Dude, she fucking said yes. I nailed it. And hey, what? Or even worse, I saw one on Facebook where the guy did that, and the girl got pissed, and so she's like slapping him and hitting at him. It's like, why the hell are you?
Okay, I got a few messages in.
Okay,
my boy Juju said it's overrated. You do after she says yes. Nobody cares how you get to the league. It's what you do once you get there. Okay, that's comparing your marriage to sports. I love it. And Kim, my cousin Kim said, oh, look at you guys being sentimental and funny. Of course, everything. We don't take life too serious.
Hey, you know what? I always think I'm funny. I can't help it if I'm
We are pretty hilarious. But, yeah, I don't know, man. I've never thought that far.
Well, let me try. And if anyone's listening out there, from a married man, okay, go big. Okay, because you're only going to get this once. If you do it right, if everything works out, you're going
to do it. He says it don't matter how you get to the league, baby.
I got to disagree, man. Because when you're like 15 years down the road, you're going to be remembering those moments, man. And you're just going to be.
He said marriage is a full contact sport.
If it's a happy marriage, it is.
I hope she ain't listening, but she knows your attitude, so that's all right.
Oh, man.
If I did it, I don't know. I don't even know how I'd do it. I mean, I can think ahead with mm-hmm. them. Like, I can see into the future, but I never put that part in there.
Well, I'll go ahead and tell the story, and I'll probably get myself in trouble. Like, what I wanted to do,
uh-huh.
like, I had the perfect moment, and I chickened out. And we were out there at a we're Indians, man. We were out at Stoke, mm-hmm. not Stokes, but her family had a stomp. Mm-hmm. Some property they had, and they're all out there. Uh-huh. We had been dating for like three years, 2.5 years at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a big deal. And part of their deal is like, does anyone have any announcements? Does anyone have this or what that? I was like, you know what? I'm going to freaking do it. I'm going to freaking do it. I'm going to walk up there. And I got petrified. I was like, oh. And then there's like, all right, well, if there's no new news, everybody have a great night. And I just kind of looked at her. I was like,
I think so too, Kim. You go.
And I looked at her, and she had no idea what was happening. So she was happy. I was like, oh, you have no idea what you just missed. And yeah. Then she ends up getting proposed to watching the damn American Wedding.
In bed.
Yeah.
Just lay there, chilling, watching TV. Yeah. Hey, man, but, you know, and all that mattered was she said yes.
Yeah, this is
and,
true.
And
this
what true. Mattered was is how you broke it out.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, hey, you want to do this?
Yeah.
You know, you all talked. And got a little more intimate with the conversation. So, I mean, it was still special.
Yeah.
And, I think almost the one-on-one, the one-on-one is what's more
right
than doing it in front of a big.
Well, and, you know, every couple's different as well.
That's true.
You know, there's some couples that like to go big in everything they do. There's some girls who want the big, huge weddings with all their friends and family. And then there's others who just want to keep things simple and they're more reserved and stuff. What's that?
Berto said, I've been married for 16 years and I'm married to combat sports. So I feel like I'm cheating them both.
Either way, you're getting your ass kicked.
I'm gonna tell some people don't know a lot about me. People don't love about me. When I really like a girl,
yeah,
I'm super romantic.
I can see it.
I play cool, man. I play it suave.
You lick your lips and say, put your fine ass mama back on the phone.
Yeah. Put your fine ass mama back on the phone, girl. No,
dude, I've heard that that line so many times this week. Everybody's calling in. I'm sitting there. I was sitting at a friend's house last night, actually, and partying. And out of nowhere, I hear, "Put your mama back on the phone." Oh, dude, I laughed so freaking hard.
My boy Jeff said, 13 years, one argument going, Garlo. He said, the best man ever, because I was the best man in his wedding. It was an honor to.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, how many times you been the best man now? Shoot, like 12.
Always the bridesmaid, never a bride.
Hey, you know, I was happy with that. I told you about Boom Boom.
As
I got better in life, you know, but or worse, I guess, whichever right? way you want to look at it. I used to be nice. But let me see here. You know, my cousin Kim said, you guys are crazy. Sometimes, Kim, this is what we do. We just talking.
Yeah,
we're having a good time. But you know, like I said, I'm super romantic when I like a girl.
I can see it.
I'll go
all out.
If it's you, the girl that I, you know, it's I go above and beyond.
You know, one thing that I think a lot of guys make a mistake that they make is they think that being romantic has to cost a lot of money.
It doesn't.
Like, oh man, I got to take her out to a nice dinner. No, McDonald's or Chili's is not going. Chili's is not. You know, good enough. We're talking, we got to be Red Lobster.
Absolutely.
We got to take her out to a beautiful view and all of this stuff.
Absolutely.
We got to spend all this money and stuff.
Absolutely.
No, man.
No.
You find where her heart is. And when I say find where her heart is, I don't mean like the chest or, you know, everybody's got that thing that they are super passionate about, that they care about. Live in that.
Exactly.
You know, a family that blanks together stays together. So whether it's, you're a nerd and you Marvel movies or you game and you gamers or sports, whatever, you know, you find where that person lives and then that's where you get them. But, and I was really bad about that. And I my poor wife got ripped off a lot because I always thought, you know, in order to be romantic, I had to like try to take her to like these, go extravagant things. So that's the word I'm looking for. I always thought I had to be extravagant and it's not really isn't the case.
My cousin Kim said, just opening a lady's door means a lot. And that's true. Guys don't do that. Hey ladies, y'all got any issues? You know, just call in right now or talk to us. What do guys not do right anymore? Or what do guys do wrong anymore? You know, all the above.
Remember?
And what do they do right? You know, what's the, yeah, that's me, man. I'm old school, man. I'm going to open the door. I'm going to give you a compliment.
On that note, remember, this is only an hour and a half show.
And we only got like 30 minutes left. I mean, we can't play Dr. Phil too long, you know. But and you know, that's true though, man. You know, and that's one thing I do do. I will always open a door.
Yeah,
I will always compliment you. You know, I don't care if they got makeup on or they don't. You know, I prefer pictures with no filters.
Do you ever get people that they can't take a compliment?
Yeah.
So like you, you compliments like, hey, man, you look pretty today. And then they're all like, oh, I don't feel pretty or whatever. I'm like, just take the damn compliment.
Well, and you know, some of them, they just can't.
Yeah.
You know, because of issues or something, whatever, right. You know, things that have happened. And that's to me why you're there.
Mm-hmm.
You're the reassurance.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the man's part. I don't need no compliment.
Right.
I'm a man. You know what I mean? I got to handle the business. You know, that's how I always feel.
I'm not going to lie. I like it when she tells me I'm pretty.
Well, it does, but it means a lot because when they tell you that you're, you know, you're handsome or you're, mm-hmm. you're this or you look good in that, it's because she don't tell you that every day.
I mean, hell, I mean, I guess I like being too pretty. The camera tried to put lipstick on me earlier before the
fix
show.
Fix that camera back the way it was.
Oh,
do it. Yeah, it's y'all bad. Business. Y'all watch this YouTube video, man. It's gonna be crazy.
So let me set it up. Yeah, we were sitting there and pre-show, I am like super paranoid because we always get technical issues.
Man.
There's always gremlins right at showtime, and so we do the sound check. I've got all my stuff. I'm making sure the intro is gonna play, and then all of a sudden I turn on the camera. And it's not as bad now, thank God. There it is. And so I look at the camera.
It looked like he had lipstick on.
You guys got to check this out on YouTube. And so I look at the camera.
He just looked like he wearing lipstick. It's the funniest shit you ever see.
Arlo, is my lips really that red? And you're like,
they're
red.
We don't as much as ladies. I'm pretty solid. Maybe that's my issue.
And you're just sitting there playing along. I'm like, holy, I jump up and I like run into the bathroom. I'm looking, I'm like, well, I thought I was like having an allergic reaction or something. And so I look like Ace Ventura looking in the camera, you know?
He did too, boy. We put that camera on today and it was just straight. I don't know what the lighting or something. The lighting and the camera, boy, the ladies had lipstick on. They were ruby red, boy. We fixed the camera. Y'all look at it at the.
Yeah. I mean, no joke. It looked like this. Look on YouTube. That's what it looked like. I mean, it just looked like I don't even know what. I mean, that was freaking. That scared the crap out of me.
Oh, Buffalo Richmond came back. He didn't wipe off that lipstick. So.
Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me.
Oh, Buffalo Richmond was like,
start grabbing my nipples and dancing up all the white horses.
Oh, give the lotion on this. You gotta watch it. Remember this time? What time were we at?
Yeah, it's 7:32, so you'll be
hour and 2 minutes.
You'll be 62 minutes into the footage.
Go to the 62 minute mark, and you're going to see Adam with lipstick when we fix that camera. Now go ahead and fix it back, because you look creepy.
This would have been a perfect spot to have like a sponsor that had the lotion. So if you've got to put the lotion on his skin, choose.
and you know, like I used to be the guy that couldn't stand the girl that couldn't take a compliment.
Right.
Until you started understanding why she couldn't take the compliment.
Yeah. Well, everybody's got their demons, man. Everybody's got their issues. I mean.
And, but, you know, that was me. I was a knucklehead for half my life, man.
Uh-huh.
You know, I didn't try to understand it. Even though I knew I could. I didn't try to understand a lot of things. You know, I just let them go.
What's bad is when you get the flip side, too. Or like you just try to say, hey, you know, man, talking to the opposite sex and it's like, man, you're looking good today. And then they just take it. Oh my gosh. And then, so then you're not just being nice and like complimenting somebody who spent the time to put the makeup on or fix the hair. And they're, oh, I think he's hitting on me. And then they get all mad. See, like, I don't, out of respect for the wife, I don't
compliment
the opposite sex unless it's like a really good friend. And then I was like, hey, you know, you look great today. I mean, your makeup looks well. And then I had one that a couple weeks ago. And she, I mean, it looked like she went and paid for glamour shots or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, that's a really good picture of you. And da-da-da-da. Thanks, but you're married.
Get them. That one pisses me off more than anything. That
one
pisses me off.
What the hell?
That one. That was
I didn't say, hey, either. Put your fine ass mama on the phone.
You didn't tell her to put a fine ass mama back on the phone.
You spent an hour and a half doing your makeup, and I said you did a good job, and now.
You know what that means then? She didn't do that makeup for you. She did it for somebody that day. She did it for somebody that day. Kim, my cousin Kim said, bitch. Kim, what do you think? If a woman did herself up like that and gave Adam hell like that, and did she do it up for somebody special and not just to get any right. compliments, you know, because like, that's just a compliment. That's not trying to hit on her. I don't want to assume that she did it for somebody. It just
well, and that's fine, but just because someone says a nice
did
word
you, did
about
you say
it.
Creepy or did you?
I think it was even like a private message because I was afraid of that because people like
you sent it in a message.
Yeah.
Never send that in a message, dog.
Well, see, I'm paranoid, dude, because I don't want to comment on somebody's like, okay, somebody post a picture on there.
You know what I say? Did you see her that day?
No, it was on Facebook.
Oh.
And so
you sent it on a private message?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just went creeper. You just
How
went,
was that
what's up, Frank? No, because she dressed herself up that day and you get on there and say, you look nice today. There's no tone. She's going to hear it how she wants to hear it in a message.
Now,
ladies, am I right? Are there any ladies out there still listening? Is there any ladies out there listening? Was I right? Because girls get more fucked up messages.
Well, I can
through
see
Messenger.
That.
And they can't. They don't know how to
right.
distinguish between the – because they get married dudes all the time that send a message.
Well, let me take you to the flip side. Let me take you to my thought process, okay?
My cousin Kim said, yeah, creeper.
All right, lesson learned. I'm sorry.
Just a fist bump, Kim.
Well, let me take you to the flip side, okay? Everybody's like super judgmental. Everybody's in everyone's business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you see somebody commenting on somebody else's, and then you know like they're married or whatever, and then they comment – then it looks like they're being thirsty on their, uh-huh. their thread, and it looks
you
like they're
look,
trying to get with
you
them.
You just look thirsty in her messenger.
Well, this person, I knew me better than that, though. And that's
I
why.
Guess
they don't. Well, I thought they did. Last time I tried to be nice to somebody.
I'm sorry.
Give me, you guys call in. Call in. 516-666.
It was a woman's opinion right now.
9510. Is it better?
My cousin Kim's just agreeing. She's a woman.
Okay. Well, I
don't get messages from dudes all the time.
Apparently, I was wrong. But, well, I mean, and it's kind of like, you know, the mixed company. I will make jokes with you that I would never dream of making with someone else.
Uh-huh.
Not that the meaning is any different. Not that the intent is any different. But you know where my head's at, where my mind's at.
100%. But you're not telling me I look good.
Well, I can't win.
I'm just saying, a joke's a joke and a compliment's a compliment. That's two different things.
Yeah. I guess I can see it, but I'm just not going to.
This is coming from a single dude. This is what it is.
Hey,
man.
The tables have turned. You're me kind of like telling, kind of giving you an objective view.
And I guess I should say a semi-single dude.
Yeah, true.
True story. Because he said we know better, we do better. But yeah, that's true, man. Girls get more fucked up messages in their inbox,
right?
On everything, whether it's Snapchat, whether it's Facebook, whether it's any kind of social media, they get more messed up messages throughout daily.
Yeah,
daily.
Well,
that dudes think if they send junk pictures, they're just gonna be like,
oh my gosh.
That makes
me so sick that people would lead with that.
That's not even a conversation starter.
You know, I mean, where is the freaking originality, man? I mean, that's I thought like pickup lines were bad, you know. I know we've talked about this once before, but I will never wrap my head around it, where they just up and nowhere and just not even like. I can't even get, I'm trying not to get mad, but you or I, being rational people, mm-hmm. if we were both single and we were both talking to a girl, mm-hmm. Neither of us would just sit there and say, hey, nice tits, or, you know, just lead with the vulgar. We're going to like strike up conversation. And like, if this individual is that way and they like junk pictures and they like to talk dirty and all that, then that's whatever. But
my friend Frank just said a dick pic's a great combo starter. He just does.
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
I mean, I guess it could be.
I guess, but. And well, and it's like we said last time, you know, the sad part
you
is.
You never know what you're going to hear on here, man.
The sad part is it works for some people.
It does.
I mean, you throw a dozen darts at a dartboard, one of them's going to stick, and it's like, hey, you know what? It worked, though.
One out of 12 times, it's going to work.
What's that, like Sex Panther? You know, 34% of the time, it works
every time.
Time.
I mean, hey, that's 34%. That's a high ratio, I'm just saying.
You know, 100% of 34% is still 100%, right? Mm-hmm. So, but, yeah,
that's a conversation starter. Dudes be just dope.
And it happened, like you said, just about every girl has got these stories.
Kill is a kill, Frank.
So, I mean, yeah. So, like I said, you know, email us, aameetingpodcast@gmail.com.
Email and call in, man.
Call in 516.
Anybody want to call in right now. Just tell us what the most fucked up message you ever
sent.
Yeah,
I want to hear the horror story.
Or guy. I'll tell you, I got one the other day.
You got one?
Well, I got a weird one. Like,
okay.
About 4 weeks ago.
Okay.
I don't know, dude. My inbox is blown up since I've been doing what I've been doing.
Right.
Thing I never thought was, you know, people just hitting me up.
Yeah.
Girls hitting me up. Anyways, this girl hit me up. It's talking about something about, I forget how we got started.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just small talk, you know, hey, blah, blah, blah. Hey, you know, how you doing? Cool. Yeah, I'm doing good. I can talk to anybody.
Right.
I'm being cool about it. And then it turns into, well, you should let me give you a massage one of these days. I was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, old me. This is when I'm still talking to my girl right now.
Right.
Old me would have been like, yeah, dog, let's go. Fist bump myself. But anyway, she's like, oh, well, it helps me relax, too. I'm like, bitch, whatever. Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure the happy ending makes those parties.
Exactly. But and that was one of the odd ones I've had. That was one of the odd ones I had. Hey, we got someone calling in.
Hey, all
Eight
right.
Seconds.
Cool. Maybe.
Hello.
Hello, caller. You're live with the AA meeting. Who's this?
This is Frank.
Oh, sorry. Try it again.
This is Frank.
What's up, Frank?
What's up, brother?
My name's Frank, and I'm an addict. Is that how AA meetings start?
Yeah. Hey,
anyway.
whatever your addiction is, dog.
Well, I just, you know, you got on the conversation of dick pics, and I'm, man, that's just where I blend in. So
you blend in with dicks, huh?
Just the big ones, small ones. I just, well, I'm bald, so
all of them in there. That's why I'm bald.
Wow, there went the PG-13 rating. We lost it, dude.
Man, we lost it back in like an hour.
That's true. So true.
Wait, you always try to go PG-13 now?
We try to, but I always mess it up and drop like 4 F-bombs like in the first.
No, this is just a joke. No, we really don't care. This is internet. Who's
yeah.
going to censor
it's
us?
It's internet radio. We don't care.
I was going to say, you saw what happened with wrestling when they went PG. It doesn't work anymore.
Just does not work anymore. There's no blood. There's no. Oh, man, we need to plug this in. Let people hear Frank.
Oh.
Why don't you remember that?
I forgot.
Well, yeah, Adam's going to let me forget everybody that can hear Frank talking. Guess we can go widescreen here.
All right.
But, yeah, man, exactly. Wrestling went south, boy, when they went PG-13. So we can't make the AA meeting go PG-13.
It is garbage without it, man. That's pretty.
Speaking of that, so, the pay-per-view's on. I just saw the New Day win the tag team title.
Really? See, I'm not big on this.
I don't like them, man. They've got a huge following.
They do.
I mean,
they get the crowd worked up when they come out.
But, you know, they got to be careful because they're a successful tag team, and you know WWE cannot have successful tag teams. They have to split them up. I mean, every iconic tag team, within a year or two, they split that stuff up.
That is true. That is true that they do. that they do.
Well, the New Day is kind of a jumbled mess because Big E and Xavier Woods were about to get fired, so they're like, hey, you guys go with Kofi and see if you can do something cool. And that's what happened.
Yeah,
that is.
But really, let's get back to the topic at hand, Nick.
Okay, let's get back to the topic at hand about dick pics.
So were y'all just talking about messed up messages, or were you like just talking about like
all the above? All the above that either you sent or either you
let's hear one
received.
Frank. Do you have like a line that you never thought would work, or a line that somebody spouted you that just like really did I really just read that?
Or sit.
I got one that I thought, but this is like not a text. This is like a real life. Like, I was at a place and I didn't think it would work, and it worked. And it was at the old Caravan. Of course, y'all remember that place, probably, right?
Oh, the Caravan back in the day.
The Scaravan. And all I did was go up to. I was inebriated, and I went up to a lady that was equally as inebriated, and I said, "Hey, can I interest you in some sex?"
Did she say yes?
She didn't even think about it. Goes, yes, I would. I guess I do.
That's a success story, though, dog. That ain't yes. We love success stories up here at the AAB.
The Sex Panther strikes again.
It's not like I'm not like a handsome looking guy or anything like that. In fact, I look very creepy sometimes, or like, because I'm a bald guy with a, you know, a long ass red beard, so I look like I don't know, like I would be in the Klan, Ku Klux Klan or something. Like, I just, you know, took my sheets off and I was like, hey, sex? And she's like, yes. I'm like, okay.
Did you ever try that line again?
Not.
Or did you leave it back?
Well, you know, I did it half jokingly, half, you know, whatever, and it was like, hey, oh my God, it worked. And I ended up like, no, I'm going to go with my friend. Sorry to leave you on. And I like ran away like Fogle and on Superbad.
Yes, dude, that is the best story I've ever heard. So you got her to say yes off of a line that nobody can ever again. And you leave her hanging.
Can you imagine just walking in? You want some sex? Yeah. Sorry.
Wait, what?
Yeah, my voice broke and I'm like, sorry, never mind.
Okay. What's the cheesiest line you all got? Guys, girls, if y'all are heard, whatever, throw them out there right now. We got 10, 13 minutes. We got time. Fuck it. We can go over.
Yeah.
Cheesiest line.
If they fall for those lines, 10 minutes, plenty.
Yeah. I mean, cheesiest lines y'all said, heard, whatever.
That's right. 516-666-9510.
No, that's ours. Man, I tell you one of the funniest ones I got. When we get real cozy.
Yeah.
And this was at the bar. This was one of my cheesy ones, man.
Right.
Like when my body was messed up, I was a cheap date, man. When my body was messed up, my knees were out, I'd pop like a Lord tab and go to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm floating. You know,
right.
I'm just grooving. I'm happiest guy in the room.
Yeah.
But you know, my shoulder's gone, or my, you know, something. I take one of them pain pills, go in the bar, like some cheap date tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but my cheesy line was, I bet you get a lot of trouble with an ass like that.
Oh my God!
What's your cheesiest line?
I can honestly say I've never used a line. I've never been that original. I've never had the balls to do it.
Man, Adam ain't no fun. I'm going to push you. Frank, you want to come
I
up
wish.
Here right now and sit in the
I was looking at the shirt bag. And go,
that's what I thought.
Made in heaven.
Oh, gosh. He's got him, man.
Dude, that's awesome.
ladies, guys, you know, guys, what's the cheesiest one you throw? Girls throw lines too, though. Girls throw
they
lines
do.
Too.
They do. Wow.
They try to act like they don't, but they do.
That's, I guess, yeah. I don't recall ever using a line. I mean,
well, I know fun.
I joke, you know, and I say, I was like, well, you know how I knew the wife was the one, right? And she said, okay. When I asked her out.
That's fair enough.
I didn't have to use a line, but I like to say I went over with a rubber to look.
Yeah, how'd you ask her out?
I was working at the bar, and I was DJ, and so she, her friends kind of hinted that she thought I was cute or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of went and talked, and like you say, this alleged no game game that I have.
It is though.
I just kind of
you play like that goofy guy that
has not playing.
You do.
I just
in the back of your head, you know,
dude. She's so freaking gorgeous, and you know everything that I've ever liked about it, like. Taste wise in women that she had. So I was just like, man, that she is so out of my league. I'm not even going to try. And so I was just thought I made a new friend. And so,
you friend zoned yourself.
I did. And so
Adam said a friend zoned himself. I tried not to friend zone.
It makes sense because she did not only said okay to going out, but it was the first time she said okay to sex. You were like, oh my God.
Oh, things go right. I'll be showing her my O face. No, it wasn't anything like that.
Shoot.
Actually, that's how I knew she was interested.
I just got my underwear on.
We went to a party, and I invited her there, her and her friend, and this other guy who's always had a way with the ladies, me and her was out there talking on the porch, and he came out, and he kind of flirted with her, and he threw a line at her, and she's like, no, I'm good. I'm talking to him. I was like, hey, she's interested. I'm not in the friend zone. So then I asked her out, and I was like, hey, you know, what would you think?
You friend zoned yourself, though, out the gate. God, that's horrible.
Well, I told you, dude. I have wild rooms with women.
But he saw the opportunity to get out of the friend zone. That's almost equally as important.
Well, he didn't see an opportunity to get out of the friend zone because he was never in it. He put himself there.
Right.
It wasn't like she put him there. So there's a small, there's a thin red line there. The line is either she put you there or you put yourself there, and you didn't have the.
Well, and here's the thought process behind it, okay? Mm-hmm. I've always, up until that point, I've always been very intimidated by beautiful women.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just go, oh, man, I'd love to like be with this woman, or I'd love to, you know, be with her or whatever. And it defeated me. I was like Raj on Big Bang Theory. I had to be drunk just to talk to a beautiful woman. And so eventually, after, you know, being rejected a few times and that sucked, I was like, you know what? I'm just not even going to get my hopes up, and I'm just going to make it a non-issue. And so I'm just going to
friend zone him myself.
Well, I did. But you know what? That's when my confidence came out. And so it was no longer an issue. I didn't have to worry about these beautiful women. And I just kind of told myself, I was like, man, you're not going to get with them. So why even try? So I was just friends with them all.
Nah, you play the reverse psychology, motherfucker, is what you do.
But it worked because
he's trying to act like he don't have no game. He just reverse psychology like 20 girls.
Yeah, he's coming at women like Sigmund Freud, just coming at them, just, hey, you know what, I'll friend zone myself. And they're like, oh, he's not desperate. I can talk to him. And then you hear it on the leather seat. You hear the wet, squishy sound on the seat, and you're like, yep, got him. We got you, Adam. We know what's going on.
We already know. He tried to pull them smoke and mirrors in front of us, boy. He didn't know who he was talking to, did he, Frank?
It's true. Look, I suggest it, though, for people. If you suck at, like, talking to women, if you, like, suck at lines, stop trying so hard and stop making it an issue. Stop making it like, I've got to up my game. I've got to work on my game. Stop trying to throw a game and just treat them like human beings. And, like, you're not trying to get in their pants and just be their friend. And then once they let you in, they see you're not a douchebag and a skeezy guy that's just going to hit it and quit it. They're going to let you in. And then you can find, going back to earlier, you can find their heart. You can see their interest and see if it's something
more or, but you know what that is? You know what you just defined?
What's that?
You know what your shirt's made out of?
boyfriend material.
So right now, Arla, that got me hot and bothered, so you better watch it now.
That's what it is, dog. That's what it is. Your shirt's made out of boyfriend material. You looked at us,
Arla.
You would have never walked up to that.
She liked it, so she put a ring on it. So.
She would have never walked up and used the line of, hey, can I interest you in some sex? You never would have said that.
Never in
even
a million years.
Even if you had the confidence to.
Never
you
in
never
a million
because
years.
You,
not in serious
could
words.
Could you do it tonight? Could you use that line tonight, Adam, and be like, hey, can I interest you in sex to your wife?
Oh yeah.
Get back
yeah.
to his
yeah.
face. See how it works.
He's gonna be calling me. Hey man, can I sleep on your couch?
I got a pop up camper, so that I'll just camp out in the backyard. But see, I've got that kind of sense of humor, so I know, you know, she's not going to get all pissed about it. So, yeah, you bet your ass I'd use that line.
Oh, man.
I don't have to worry about getting slapped like a bitch.
That's true.
My fear is throwing that, some
getting slapped out. Like a bitch. That
yeah. It's like, the hell? I never. And then I'm the guy in, the middle of the club that just got slapped by a woman, and then you're flagged. By every woman had seen it.
Nah, you turned one of them on. Because you were that guy. You were that sleazeball. One of them was like, oh, I love sleazeballs. I'm going to go talk to him.
And it'd be like some 60-year-old cougar with
no,
a stoma
no.
or whatever.
I'm right. I think I'm right there, don't you think, Frank?
Say it again.
I said when he said that he couldn't use that line, he didn't want to get slapped and seem like that douchebag sleazeball guy. I said no, one or two girls would come up to you that night and would go home with you because they like sleazeballs.
I mean, especially if you're at FX, I mean, it'd be easy on those.
Easiest. It was like fish in a barrel.
How about sleaze? You like sleazeballs? How about these nuts?
These nuts, and they're like, okay, we can go now.
Dude, that place was like fish
and
in a barrel.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, wow, they're doing the phone party. And she goes, no, that's just me because you laid that on me.
Wow. Holy. Frank, no disrespect, man. You need to buy a van. Like, ASAP. You're just the type of guy I'd picture driving a van. Maybe put, like, you know, free Wi-Fi on the side or free candy on it. Well, you don't want to be a pedophile, but you drive down, you know, college, you know. Those college age people will be flocking to the Wi-Fi.
That is true. But believe it or not, I'm getting married
it.
Next year, so
that's so, true. Believe
I got me one that how you say you don't spend game, I spent too much game and she didn't fall for it as well. But
okay.
Actually like started the so hey, how you doing? You know, that conversation. Started hanging out. She liked me. I liked her. And 3 years later, she has put up with, obviously, you've gotten a preview of how my mind works in my mouth. She's put up with that. She's like one of those angels you hear about in the 40s that you could just take your day out on and, like,
mm-hmm.
throw stuff around. And she's like, oh, he's just crazy. Yeah, I found me one of those. So,
hey, like the saying said. Like the saying says, if you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best.
In fact,
but,
I'm going to go lay down the line on her right now. We'll see how it works.
Let us know.
Are you going to do it on the air?
I'm going to do it on the air.
Do it on the air. This is awesome.
Hi, everybody listening.
Okay. Walking in the front door. Hey, Riley, stay here. I don't want you to hear this. Hey, Marcella, can I interest you in some sex? She's on the love seat reading. She's on the love seat reading a book and told me to get the hell out of here. So no, 0-1 in the night, but I'll get that one in front of the however many numbers.
So now the line's 1-1. Oh, it's been the best phone call I think ever.
Oh man, this is gold. I'm going to write this down. This is a highlight reel material right here.
Well, guys, tune in next week, and we'll see if Frank get laid. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think we can top that. Frank, thank you so much, dude. You freaking made our night. You made the podcast, dude. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for
coming.
Anytime, man.
All right, bye.
That's awesome. That's a highlight, dude. I think that's my favorite phone call that we've ever taken.
Dude, that was... We need to make that like a weekly thing, the misadventures.
Oh, hell yes. Down. I am so down for that.
Oh, God, that was the best thing ever, dude. That was the funniest. That was the funniest last like 20 minutes of a long time. I really wish everybody listened to that one, man.
Holy shit.
More people listen to that one.
That is so awesome.
This has been a really good show.
It has.
See, y'all can tell Adam's not wearing lipstick. I figured he'd call in, man. I figured he'd call in once we started talking about crude humor and stuff, man.
Yeah.
I knew he was going to call in. He didn't disappoint.
That is so awesome. Yeah, so it is about that time, man. It's already 8 o'clock.
It's already
8
o'clock,
so,
man. We're past time now.
You bet. So for those who are tuned in, I'm Adam, and once again, you can shoot us your emails, aameetingpodcast@gmail.com. You can give us a call next week at 516-666-9510. If you want to advertise or something with the podcast, shoot us an email. We'd love to promote your business or your event. In return, you can help us with some sponsorship, help fund the show. But as always, we're going to wrap this up. I'm going to turn it over to Arlo for some words to live by.
Yeah, today we really didn't get too serious, but we had fun. And that's what life's about. You know, people sit here and get in and, you know, people tend to think there's no life after some kind of heartache.
Mm-hmm.
There's no more fun after some kind of break. Some knows no more life after certain situations.
Right.
But, you know, I'm here to tell y'all every night, every day, all day, every day. Remember, always remember. A broken heart is still beating. Through all that pain you're going through, there's going to be healing. It may take time. It may not be a day. It may not be a week. It may not be a month. It may not be a year. It may be longer. But at some point, you're going to wake up and it's going to start getting easier. You can't go forward looking backwards. Simple as I can ever put it. Cannot go forward looking backwards in life. Remember, life's short. Live passionately. Like we always do about this time. Keep living strong. Keep training strong. Most importantly, baby, keep loving strong. AA meeting. Till next week. We out.